Good evening and happy Father's Day, my pleasure-filled parental units. It is Sunday, June 17th, 2012, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm broadcasting to you live via Blog Talk Radio in connection with Naked Girls Radio in sunny Southern California. I'm going to start out tonight's broadcast with a song, a new one, and when I find it, it will start. But yes, I have a very awesome, interesting, thrilling, show ready for you, and I'm very curious about my guests coming on because they seem very, very cool, very liberated, very sexually stimulating, and I have a lot of questions that I want to ask, so we're going to get to that later in the broadcast, but how about I give you, I'm going to do, where did it go? I was so ready, you guys, I promise. You know what, I'm going to do you. Maybe I'm not. Never mind. I'm going to do Tremors by Kyle Young. Excuse the mess. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy. Here's your first song.
How are you doing that?
It's a magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure. Do you trust me? Trust me? Trust me?
Roll up the block for paint for planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun, let's
get high. I see a puff of smoke emitting from your soft lips. Slow-mo in real time to some bomb piss. Lost in your sexy persona. The way you hit the blunt is like a veteran smoker. Medical bow glows with the Hades, so choke you. You'll be dead when I poke you like the end of a roach. Yeah. Eyes low as I blow you a shotgun. You a gangster and I know that you want one. You can cop one, come close to my Glock, hun. Blow it in your face, take it in, swap gum. We could fuck in a moment, other Dutch. You can roll it on my watch cause you're sexy and you know it. Feeling good like my sack that you holding. Two big nugs and a rap that is golden. Whoa. In immaculate roasting, take the lighter out. Goddamn magical potion. Up. Roll up the blunt for paint for planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun, let's get high. Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. I'm in a trance, feeling like an animal. In a cage that was built out of panties, yo. Can we blow some more for you to climb on top? You love me when I'm wild and I got the iron cock. I love you when you high and you don't mind a drop. And the sun wouldn't shine on you and I ever stop. I'm talking crazy, but right now we building chemtrails. After we done, I'm sketchy with a pencil. You kiss well, you lick well, my dick swells. This pussy wetter than a fucking sunken ship sail. We playing just a tip now. You remind me of a princess with a rip veil. Something naughty and I see you bit your lip, wow. This position is the best and we can take another hit, wow. We fall into a big cloud. I'm lifting it, tripped out, and your tits is out.
Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. Hit me. Roll up the blunt for me, for planes, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never
That was the song Tremors by Kyle Young. I've played a lot of his songs like throughout different episodes that I've had on Playtime with Sandra Radio, and that's a new one, so I hope you guys enjoyed that very much. I'm going to go ahead and read really quickly my post that I submitted or published on my website, livinggrindsinla.com, in honor of Father's Day, and it's called Why I Love My Daddies, quote unquote. Okay, so reason number one, because a picture is worth a million or more sperm. Number two, because they give good direction. Number three, because they're oh so giving. And number four, because they're always pro-life, quote unquote. Number five, because they do actually have the ability to nurse. Number six, because they're fixers. Number seven, because they don't have to know how you got here to help you get where you're going. Number eight, because they are free, quote unquote. Number nine, because two heads are better than one. And number 10, because we cannot live without each other. So, yay, in honor of all you daddios out there, that's for y'all, the sugar among you. Let me go ahead and explain what all the ruckus is about and what started up tonight's episode. It's a full house, and my gal pal is here. I'm going to have her say hi real quick so you can believe that this is really happening and, like, yeah, I'm not just inventing magical people. Here we go.
Hi to all you wonderful daddies out there. Thanks for giving us all your sexiness, and hope to have a good show this evening with y'all.
Ooh. Yes, I have a very sexy lady. I'm going to have her on my show, like, I don't know, in the next few weeks. So remember that voice, and she's going to be talking to you and joining me, and we're going to be all, like, yeah, sister. Anyways, let me give you a song. And then I'll be right back with you with some news updates and a full-out introduction of my upcoming guest interviews for this evening, Mandy Monroe and Hubby. So I'm going to be getting that ready for you. In the meanwhile, let me play for you Met the Devil by Kyle Young. Here you go.
I met the devil last month and I can shake the image from my head. Never this much have I felt the way I feel today. Feel my skin peel away, nothing feels real to me. Red Bull still awake. I just wanna have wings and grab things like a bag of weed and cash. $3 million giveaway, still a product in the race. Kill them all literally. You can't fathom my life until it's history. Write a book on Kyle's hooks, Kyle is a beast. Grab a hearse, this rapper's verse, try it with deceased. My mom's left when I was 6 months old. Tried to warm back up the flame, but the bitch got cold. So I sniffed that snow, hit that tro. Drink until I'm shit can't blow. I just want some X-O's, fuck a tic-tac-toe. I'ma spit that flow, till I'm filthy, stinking rich. I resist that gold. Damn, and I hit that hoe. Bitch tried to run her mouth and her lips got swole. Yeah, that's a chick I know. Fat ass, big tits, and some sick ass dome. Funky little attitude, so that shit must go. But I can make a toes curl, show the clit it's roll. I'm the shit and it shows. Belligerent, independent, I'ma prick that flow.
Chip on my shoulder.
In some hipster clothes. They used to call me white boy, now I fit the mold. That's some bullshit. Niggas do whatever the TV say. Me, I invented the show. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help. Now excuse me for a moment while I clap for myself. Met the devil last month and I asked him for help.
Neil Young's song, Met the Devil. That is also new. Jess of Naked Girls Radio was able to provide me with, quite a few brand new tunes to fill your ears. And I was running through them, and I just kept getting so sidetracked because there's so many great songs and trying to sift through everything. And so they're all being cataloged for your listening pleasure. But I'm going to go ahead and play one other one for you real quick. And then I'm going to do the news and all that goodness. And, let me go ahead and give you a little preface preview of what I'll be reading a little bit later throughout the broadcast or during the broadcast, which is 30 Spanking Tales from the Bottom. And so these are like submissive bondage-y type tales with a bunch of different erotica authors, and I picked one out that I'm going to read for you all shortly before or shortly after the interview, so let that get your loins all astir in the meanwhile. And here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play Talk by Voodoo Head, and I will be right back with you right after that. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London.
All you want is time to walk, and you're breathing shorter. Shit talking me
and yeah, so I'm trying to scroll through some of my earlier discussions with Jess of Naked Girls Radio, because I would really like to give a big birthday shout out to a couple of different members whose birthdays have either already come or they're upcoming or forthcoming or what have you. But Ray Lazarek, I believe your birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday to you. I love playing your song Stones. It's pretty badass. And Kyle Young, I played two of your songs and I have your phone number, so I might be calling you tonight on the air. So happy belated birthday to you, Kyle Young. And and then happy belated birthday to Voodoo Head, the guitarist. What up, yo? And okay, alrighty. I am completely discombobulated. I totally apologize. I'm gonna blame my girlfriend and I'm gonna have her talk to you. And or maybe not, she's saying no. Okay, never mind. but maybe later. Maybe she'll join in when I have my sexy swinging couple on the air. We shall see. But in the meanwhile, I guess, since all in the spirit of being random, I'll just go ahead and let everybody know. I just created a new profile on the site about.me, and I learned about that site thanks to Stephen Gbar, who I interviewed a few episodes back. It's really cute, so if you check it out and you like it, I'm still going to be working on it a little bit more, but yeah, I was up in the wee hours of the morning and was looking for something to do, so I thought, why not be productive? But it's about.me/I'm Sandra London. So yeah, head on over there whenever you get the urge and let me know your initial impressions if you can. Alrighty. News. Well, I guess the biggest news at the top of the hour belongs to and goes to Rodney King. Rest in peace. He drowned, apparently, in his swimming pool this morning at about 6:11 a.m., or at least in the hospital. That's when they pronounced him dead. His fiancée found him in his swimming pool at I don't know, close to 6 a.m., about 5:30 or so. I didn't actually hear about it until about 8 or 9:30 this morning, and I just sort of felt kind of shocked, I guess. I do remember very vividly the L.A. riots, and I actually saw quite a bit of the melee that ensued, and so it was kind of in a certain sort of way, and I don't know. I hope that his family. I wish them all the best. I guess that's all. That's the best that I could say at this moment. But his memory will live on, and I guess I'll stop at that. But let me go ahead and give you a song. And there's plenty of other different things happening in the world as of late, and I'll be sure to fill you in on those as I go along as much as I can. But let me go ahead and give you a song here. How about darn. You would think I would know right now, like the playlist category timeline, but no. You would think that, but it would not be true. I'm going to go ahead and play Mr. Freezo. I'm going to say, so here you go. Check it out.
It's Mr. Freezo on the microphone again, and I've been sitting in the studio every day. So I'm ready for whatever you throw. Your people know we've been coming off a lot from back in the day.
It's the king of the mic. Where you slip, you get stuck. Black honey, baggy, black.
tell you, Mr. Frizzo, 316's in a beat. I got my game up, Caucasian nomadic, cause I came up. Instrumental, tell you, man, target song, way up. Can I keep it shook up, meaning I always switch up and buy the fake MCs like a bad case of pickup. Quiet in the spot, yup, but that's because I can be. I ain't come to make no friends, in fact, I ain't that friendly. I'm just me, always primed, I'm never rusty. I'm in the booth frequently, my mic ain't ever dusty. Dude, please, you got an ugly girl that's got an ass. I got dope chicks that drive beamers that I throw in the trash. So, whatever the topic, it doesn't really matter. I deliver better than taking eggs on a platter. Tell it how I told it back in the day. Shit, I'm here and I ain't going nowhere, baby. I'm a stay.
Graphic story, not for those with sensitive stomachs. Alrighty, here we go. Ah, doggy shaking it off. Yes, yes, you've heard it many times before. Okay. Oh, my. So, at one of my former nudie lady dens where I danced, I experienced what can only be described as unforgettable. Between working the floor and minding the stage rotation list, I watched as one of my fellow coworkers glided purposefully up the few small steps to begin her show. The dancer, let's call her Fanny, quickly ripped out of her see-through fishnet lingerie without much fanfare. Instead, Fanny immediately placed herself into the ordinarily delightful doggy-style position right in front of a lone guy seated at the stage. Fanny then positions her bare-naked lady hump, ever so precisely, so that the dude's nose now rests firmly right in the crook of her butt cheeks. Not missing a beat, Fanny continues to occupy herself, shaking frenetically, energetically, up and down and up and down her newfound friend, seemingly without a care in the world. For three whole songs. Everyone in the club groaned loudly and collectively in perfect harmony. Needless to say, Fanny's new butt buddy, Sir Lone Ranger, did not take her up on her offer of a dance when she dropped, face forward this time, into his lap at the conclusion of her display. I believe Lone had maybe put about $3 or $4 preemptively at her stage upon initial approach, with a hefty stack of dollars hinting at more to follow. But, yeah. That was before the anal slide. Many of us were not lucky enough to see his expression after the fact. However, we all could not help but to notice that the money offering ceased rather immediately thereafter. After Lone decided to pass on the stage to lap dance request, he sat frozen for a good 5 or so seconds. Then he stood up and made a beeline for the club's nearest exit. Poor thing. I sure hope he comes again. Oh la, I feel raunchy even typing this. I gotta go look at pictures of flowers or llamas and get some mental imagery out of my head. So hey, Grinder, have you any funny strip club horror stories to share? Post a comment below. Liz Patel, Sandra London. P.S. You know what? The dancer in question was actually pretty attractive, although notoriously unpredictable. Memories. The end. Okay, so I'm going to play a song for you, and I'm going to call Kyle Young, and then I'm going to call my lovely couple waiting in the wings to delight us with their tales of swing sets and playtime. I will play for you now the song Magic Limo by Dive Bomber.
I can't pay for the taxi ride. My magic limo's right outside. And someday you will see a better preferred fantasy. Transcendental reality. The rabbit dog is free. At the expense of the dealer's collapse.
That was Dive Bomber with the song Magic Limo. Breaking news, everyone. My darling doggy, Fedor, has just told me that he wants to be both the next Shakespeare and the next, like, Pavarotti or some such. He's trying to steal my pens, and he's also singing. I don't know if you can hear him in the background at all, but you'll probably hear him at some point. If not tonight, soon, I promise. He's a little wild. Yes, that was the breaking news, and I'm going to go ahead and give a call to, Kyle Young. Let's see if he's home. I'm going to bother him right now. Hold on. Okay, I'm dialing.
Please leave your message for
Kyle Young.
Rats. Hello, Kyle Young. This is Sandra London calling. Please give a call back to the studio at 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye. Oh, wait, now I know how to hang up. Yay. Okay, yes. And that's the end of that. He's not there, y'all. So now, what can I do but play something? Or wait. My girlfriend, I think she might want to share a story. Do you want to share a story? Here she goes. One second.
Since we were talking about dirty dances earlier in the evening, I just wanted to share that one time I was doing a dance, and I was doing a dance with a really hot girlfriend of mine, and we were doing such an amazing dance that we were being watched, and I didn't know, and the manager came down and sat next to us, and he enjoyed watching the dance undercover, and was like, well, I've been watching you all night, so if you can do what you did next to me, if you could do what you just did, I'd really appreciate it. So I thought I was in trouble, so I just did it. And I just never expected the manager to do that. And it's so interesting how when you're doing lap dances, everybody just gets pretty turned on and everybody's in that mode. And I didn't know that managers actually watched you and liked you and would actually do that and come down and join you. So, anyways, to all you daddies, and I just wanted to share that for the evening, and maybe I'll share another story in a little bit.
How'd you guys like that out there? She's such a naughty girl. That's why I love her. You can give me your thoughts. The guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And, yeah, I was like trying to practice my little impromptu, like, really bad British accent in case you were like, what the fishy? What's going on? Yeah, so now I'm gonna, this is horrible. Hold on, sorry. I had to, like, reposition my dog. Hold on. Okay, this sounds weird. Okay. Yeah, let's get to our interview, because it's going to be awesome. I have a bunch of questions to ask Mandy Monroe and her hubby, but she is the web mistress of her own site, mandymonroe.com, MandyMonroe.com, and I was checking out her site, like, over the past week or so, because they're great little interesting niche markets, like, that are kind of sexy, like swinging, cuckold, big boobies, blondes, all these kind of things. So I had a lot of fun getting lost in her web space. So I'm going to give her a call right now. So gather around. Oh, no. Where did everything go? La, la, la. I'm trying to get Theodore to sing for you, but he's being shy right now. Okay, let's try that. Oh, Lordy. Hey! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Ow. Claws from hell. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello. This is Sandra London from Playtime with Sandra Radio. Is this Mandy Monroe's darling husband?
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, you guys switched up on me. What happened? Hello? Hello?
This is Mandy.
There we go. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good.
Good, good. Do I have you both on the line now?
Yeah, you have Mandy Monroe and Tyler, her husband.
Yes, yes. So, welcome to the show. Please inform my listeners as to your website and the projects you have going at the moment.
The website that I have is mandymonroe.com, and as far as projects, it's not really a it's kind of an ongoing project. I just love to share the swinging lifestyle, the hot wife lifestyle that we do, and I share it on the site. So we always go. So.
Okay, and let me know, like, how long your site's been around, basically, because I know I first learned about you via Indie Bear from Twitter with the Such a Sexy World blogspot.com. I remember seeing your pictures, like, wow, she's sexy, some really hot, and like, wow, and like, it was only recently that I became acquainted with your site, but like, I saw like the different like Swingerville and all these different things, and I'm not married, but I've been to tons of like swinger clubs and sex club party type, you know, thingamajiggers, and so I'm like completely intrigued. And especially given the fact that you mentioned that both you and your husband were virgins all the way up till like wedding day. Is this true?
Yeah, we were. Highly unusual, I know. So we try to make up for it as much as we can now.
Like, how did you do that? That you guys deserve like medals or something. Like.
It wasn't easy. At the time, we felt like it was important, and so we made that happen at the time. Now we're like, what were we thinking? That was crazy. Yeah, we decided that was crazy. If we had it to do over again, we probably wouldn't do it that way. But at the time, it seemed like a really important thing.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't say that. No. I think it's sweet. I think it's awesome. Like, while I was going over, like, the About Me section and the blog and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, I just kept thinking betrothed, like sacred, sacrosanct, like, I don't know. It seems super charming and, like, ideal. Did you, like,
a little bit romantic, I know.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of hot. I think it's better to wish maybe you had done it sooner than the reverse, right?
Yeah.
We can't. But what was sex like for you then on first gander? First go around.
First go around was
wedding night. Yeah, we actually when we got done with our reception after our wedding, we went to a hotel, and I asked her if she wanted to get in the shower with me, and she said, I think she was too afraid to see a naked man's body, so.
I was just nervous.
Wow. Wait. Okay, so wait. Not only were you virginal, but you also were, like, purely, like, pure in mind and spirit. Like, you never even saw a wing, like, ever before that.
No, we hadn't really seen each other naked or anything. We hadn't really done anything.
Or any other person? Like, no secret, like, nudie mags, like, after school or nothing?
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
Okay. I'm talking to Adam and Eve here. What the That's awesome.
No, I was just really nervous. Like, you want to go get down? I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. I was really nervous that. So.
Okay, and so then how do you go from point A to like point like Z then? Because having a site such as the one that you have is a far cry from, you know, chastity, I suppose. Like, when did you, was it like a control thing? Like right at the same time that you both decided you wanted to be more open, or like, I don't know. I'm very curious. I want details.
Well, it all started with we had been married a few years, and
we were pretty sexual. I mean, our first 2 years of marriage, we had sex twice a day, every day, without fail, at least, if not more. So we're always been very sexually oriented, and I think it's just kind of progressed from there, but.
So what happened was, after a few years of being married, then I started to have these fantasies about wanting to see her with other men. And
how long did you have those fantasies before you actually voiced them? Like, were you kind of like afraid and timid? Like, what if she gets angry or upset or like something?
Yeah,
or were you kind of like, I think she's probably ready for me to tell her right now.
It was intimidating. I would say that I probably had those fantasies for maybe 2-3 years beforehand before I approached her with those. I was afraid that she would go, "Are you nuts?" And "What are you thinking?" And
at a certain point, I think you just decided, "I'm just going to throw it out there, and whatever happens, happens." So. He finally just decided to talk. I was like, "Oh, you know, I've always wanted to try that." He had no idea I would even react that way, but I was kind of excited about it.
Ooh. Well, I think that's like the most ideal situation, that, you know, somebody can take a fantasy and actually like embrace it as fully as you have. Like, I don't know. I was wondering, like, do you guys share, like, girls too? Ladies? or is it largely, like, the cold where he just likes to watch you with dudes? Because that's, like, paradise right there. That's
Now, we would absolutely be up for sharing girls too. Now, it's a little more difficult to find either single girls or even married women that are willing to go into that kind of a situation. But we'd be up.
Lost and found. Hello. No.
Come on over.
But,
totally, yes. I'm on my way.
I'm very much voyeuristic, so I like to watch her. I wouldn't say that it's like the cuckold type stuff. I don't like to be dominated or humiliated or anything like that. But
yeah, and I'm not really into that either. But I don't mind him watching if he wants to watch, or be involved if he wants to be involved. And we've done all
like,
the range of that.
Okay, so he's like the ultimate peeping Tom then.
That's really hot.
I dig it. I dig it.
Very much a thrill to be able to watch the person that you love be able to ultimately experience sex with somebody else, and to be able to share that with them. It's just an incredible rush.
And do you feel like that's a sort of like philosophy that you've had even before you had sex, in a sense, like where you always had a certain mentality towards like love and relationships and, like, separating that from pleasure in a, to a certain extent? Or was it something that, like, I don't know, after unleashing the floodgates and, like, finally, you know, what do you call it? I was trying to think of all the like, deflowering terminology, but it's just saving me right now. But, like, I don't know. Was it only then that you sort of felt like, I can actually be down for that? I actually, that gives me pleasure, not pain or, like, jealousy or, I don't know. Were you always an open-minded person in spirit?
I think I've always been open-minded. I don't think it was probably until a little bit into our marriage that, you know, I felt comfortable enough in our relationship that we could proceed to that. But, you know, I certainly started, you know, pondering upon that and fantasizing about it. And then when I approached her with it, she was very much positive about it and really expressed that that was something that from probably day one after we had had sex, that she thought to herself, hey, I want to try this with other people now to experience it. So.
Yeah. You two were like the ultimate flower children or something. Were you like in nudist camps growing up? And all, I think it's like fascinating. It's not very often that I've met American people that are that like free-spirited. I don't know. Where did you grow up with like a very liberal-minded, I don't know.
No.
Actually, the opposite.
The opposite. So maybe that's why we're the opposite. Who knows?
Yeah, both of our families, I would say, are very much conservative. And that's probably where a lot of this stems from, is that they were so conservative when we were growing up that we, at least I can speak for myself, I felt that I needed to experience more. There was more to life to experience than that. So.
Wow. That is so hot. Like, I don't know. Okay, I'm at a loss for words right now. I had like three questions in mind, but they're gone right now.
As far as the website is concerned, I get the same thing that you're saying from a lot of people who email me.
Yes,
a lot of them are saying, you know, it's so, what you put on there is so real, and you're so, you know, it's nice to see people videoing what they're actually doing, and what we video is what we're doing, and it's not really staged or set up, it's what we're doing, and so there's a lot of realness to it, because it really, that's who we are.
And so it was the progression and going into filming it and then allowing it for public viewing, was that just a very effortless sort of next thing? Like it wasn't a leap or hurdle to come across or like reason or mull over between the two of you? Were you, I don't know, was that another step to take? Or were you just like, well, this is how we feel and of course we want to film it? Or I don't know, like how did... Where did that come in? To go from,
well,
yes, I want to see, you know, my wife enjoying pleasure with another man, and then I also don't mind who sees me seeing that or that happening. Like, was it all together? Or
well, it wasn't all together, but I think because he's kind of Tyler's more of a voyeuristic, he's always taking pictures or video or all of that. So we kind of did the swinging and hot wife thing for a few years, and he's always videoed and taken pictures, and he's always wanted to share it, so it kind of just progressed into looking into that that avenue to share what we're doing already. So he's always done the video and the pictures. So
wow, I totally moved to like suburbia or something, because so imagine, okay, there's you two, and then there's, like, whole communities and party shindigs that you've been going through for a while. Like, that means there's a whole, like, family, or not family, what would you call it? A whole, like,
community.
Yeah, like, this just kind of boggles my mind in a sense. I'm just so used to people, I don't know, sort of not starting out in the same way, I guess, as far as saving themselves and, you know, doing something that is so, you know, meaningful and all these different things and, you know, based on principle, and then yet also at the same time be so awesomely kinky. Like, I need to get out more, I think, is my what I'm trying to say here.
You know, the funny thing about the swinger lifestyle is that we've met some of our best friends in the lifestyle, people who would do anything for you. And before we had started in the lifestyle, we didn't have those kind of friends. So it's very much
a community, and it once, you know, people like you, you know, there's a lot more of them out there than you think. And the ones that aren't doing it wish they were doing it. I mean, there's
yeah,
so many more.
I
would
raise
than
my hand for that.
Well, my philosophy is that, you know, sex is such a fun, enjoyable thing, and why are we as a people or a society restricting ourselves from having that enjoyment? You know, obviously there's all the protection issues that you want to deal with, but why should we restrict ourselves just in the name of religion or politics or whatever it may be? If it's something that you want to enjoy, you should enjoy it.
Wow, truer words were never spoken. I completely agree. I completely agree. Well, do you guys have like a secret nod or a handshake or anything in public, or you just...
You usually have to
stand with
someone in the look, you know?
Oh. Mm.
Or I text him even sometimes, too, because we usually both have our phones, so I'll send him a text. Or, you know, especially if we're meeting someone new and you don't know if there's someone you're going to click with or whatever, you know. Yeah.
I bet you there's an app for that.
If there isn't, I really need to make one. I really do.
You totally should.
And I
should. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to play a song, but if you two can stay on the line, if you're able to, I would love to continue this very, very inspiring conversation. But I'm going to play a song. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. We'll stay on the line.
All righty. Okay, here we go. 1 second.
I cried, shed down like the rain. Well, I apologize if I used you for my game. It's love I feel when I come down. I feel lifted above the ground. You gotta take what you
toy terrier jumped onto a kitchen table, and I don't know why his bed was on the table, but that's another story, and then proceeded to like surf off of the kitchen table. He is Evel Knievel or some such. I think I may have lost. Oh, there you are. I was afraid I lost you guys, and so happy you're still here. Yay. Okay. Hi. Yes. Yeah, speaking of daredevils, do you guys have any animals? Like pets?
We do. We have a cat and we have a dog. So.
It's kind of funny because I wasn't a cat person for like almost ever until about 2003 or 4 or so.
Yeah.
And then even more in 08. I just didn't really get it. Like, it didn't really seem to, it sounds mean, it seemed to serve a purpose or something. I don't know. They just seem like
right.
needy or not even needy, like needy and not needy or something. But I love cats now. I have for like at least 4 to 6 years now. But yeah,
they are the easiest. I think they're the easiest pet. They pretty much take care of themselves and they entertain. So
yes, I'm learning to appreciate that a lot more these days because I grew up with dogs and. You know, we had a lot of space in the backyard, so they amused each other a lot. But now having a little puppy of my own, he is so demanding. So I kind of appreciate the independence of cats. But how do your cat and dog get along, actually?
They love each other, and they torment each other. They play all the time. So they get along really well.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so Alrighty, so getting back to our interview, I was curious as to your favorite types of, like, movies and music, both mainstream, like, you know, mainstream take-your-pick type of movies and music, and then also the sexier side, like, when you want to be stimulated or inspired sexually, so I guess for both of you.
Well, we used to watch a lot of porn movies, different ones. We liked the ones where they had a little more of a storyline to them, where they seemed a little more real. But we don't watch as much anymore, mostly because my husband watches me.
Yes.
So once in a while we will watch them, but not as much as we used to. And,
that's
our entertainment. So.
I think that's pretty cool because I could also chime in, I guess, that the men I've known, they like to watch us. Like, they're very pleased with that alone. Seeing as how men are, known to be visually stimulated, you would think they have to have different stimuli, but not always. But that's very refreshing to hear. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think people in general really, they like the real thing better. So if they can see it in real life, they're pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we find is a lot of people that, you know, email Mandy talk a lot about the fact that everything that we do is so real, and that just makes it so much better and more erotic and just more sexual for them. And that's kind of what we try and get at.
Well, a lot of them have a girlfriend, and they email me for advice. They're like, how can I get my wife or my girlfriend to do this too? And so I'll email them something back, and I just tell them to be really, really nice too.
Yeah, like just grab a camera, smile real pretty, and pretend like you're on your first date all over again. Right?
There you go.
And let nature take its course. Yeah.
As far as mainstream movies that we watch, we watch. I like a lot of action adventure stuff. Mandy likes, you know, the chick flick stuff.
I like action movies. Too. I don't like any movie that ends sad. So if it doesn't end sad, I probably like it.
Okay. All right. Hubby, which is your favorite, like, all-time adventure movie?
My favorite all-time adventure movie.
Yeah. Or you can name three if it's hard to name just one. There's some good ones. Like, I don't know.
There are some really good ones.
Adventure is too broad. Maybe I should narrow it. Okay, how about Thriller?
When I was younger and growing up, this saved me. But I like, the Indiana Jones movies. Obviously, are some of the fun ones. The newer ones, I don't know. The Mission Impossible ones are good.
I bet I didn't like the most recent one as well, but.
Mission Impossible 3, you didn't like it or you did?
I didn't like the most recent one as well as I liked the original one.
You didn't like those. Yeah, you didn't like those protocol very well.
I kind of agree. I liked the first Mission Impossible, and I watched the third one, and it was cool because there's Russian in it, but aside from that, and of course Tom Cruise always looks very star quality, it just didn't do that much for me. I prefer, like, Angelina Jolie speaking Russian and salt, then.
Oh, yes, that's a fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was my dream, like, well, maybe not her exact job, but something
Hey, that was a great movie.
Diplomat style type thing. That was my dream when I was a little girl. That's so cool. Okay, and then, like, your favorite travel destinations where you've already been and you love returning to, like, U.S. or Europe or even a fantasy land. I don't know.
If our favorite destination is anywhere DFW Night is, that would be tip-top on our destination list.
Wait, sorry? Anywhere who?
Where DFW Night. That's our favorite destination.
Oh, nice.
We actually were recently in Jamaica. We enjoyed it there.
Yes, I saw on the blog. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that post. I've never been, so I'm really, really jealous.
Didn't get as much fun as I would have liked, but it was fun. We had a good time. And we were in Florida with the DFW Night for a few days before we went there. So we just had a good time all around.
Okay, and where would you most like to go at some point in the future that you've never been?
We haven't been to Europe, and we haven't been to Hawaii, although it's very touristy in Hawaii. Would be fun to go.
No. Just go to, like, Maui or Kauai. I haven't been, but I know it's awesome. Trust me. I've been to Hawaii, but I've been to, like, Waikiki Beach, which counts and doesn't count because that's, like, the default destination that I've always had in mind to go to Maui or Kauai or something. But I think, yeah, I could see you guys there having
fun. Yeah, I mean, really, we've learned to love to travel a little more in recent years, so we're really We haven't been outside of the United States other than just going to Jamaica. So anywhere outside, we have our passports now.
Well, that's very interesting because I speak French fluently. If you ever need a French tour guide, I'm your girl.
Oh, definitely.
French is Mandy's favorite language. So.
I know. French language. I watched a whole movie one time, well, a couple times, but I won't admit how many, in French, just so I could hear them speak, and it turned me on so much. It was so...
That's actually, that's what made me want to actually learn French fluently, was hearing it. I just fell in love with it. Like,
oh, I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
yes.
Beautiful. It just, you know, instantly wet.
Ooh, really? And what kind of movie was this? Was this Emmanuel or one of those movies or what?
It was a regular movie, but all I do is listen to it. It's just beautiful.
As far as travel, anywhere that we can be naked, that's where we want to go.
Well, that leaves a lot of places open, actually. So,
okay. That's it, really.
Yes, yes. Okay, and then I guess favorite, like, books and stuff and toys. So, I don't know. I don't know. From what I'm getting from you, it seems like you guys probably like reading stuff. And I'm a book nerd. So, anything in particular, like favorite book of all time?
I'm reading a book.
Yes, I just got done reading the. Well, it's coming out in movie form too. But Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
What? No way. What?
That was an interesting.
I haven't heard of this.
Very interesting book. What's the other one that I read recently? I mean, I like a lot of books that have a historical base to them. Anything that's got, you know, a philosophical bent to it, I like to read that. I'm a book nerd, too. I read a lot, so I love books. And anything that's going to, you know, cause me to have to think outside the box, that's what I really enjoy.
Nice. Okay. And you, Mandy?
No. No. It hasn't been my biggest thing. In high school, I don't think I ever finished a complete book for any of my classes. But in the last few years, I have learned to appreciate reading, and I have read a few books. I probably couldn't even name them, but I do work on them. It takes me a long time to finish because I only read a little bit here and there, but I do enjoy it now more than I used to.
I think you two should, like, create some kind of super hot, like, historical erotic movie. With all the, like, you know, powdered wigs and, like, corsets and all these things, fainting, what are they called, fainting powders or who knows, those kind of things. I would watch it. I like it. That would be fun.
That'll be my next project.
Yeah.
Yes, it sounds like Mandy need to get together.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, I like to read a lot of philosophy, like Immanuel Kant, ethics. I took a bunch of ethics and philosophy classes in college, so I can totally relate to that. As far as historical, for me, not specifically, no. But
not so much.
Well, that's.
But that Abraham Lincoln vampire, that just is a combination that I don't know if I could refuse. I have to look into that.
I have to look at that. It's coming out. Tim Burton is producing a movie based upon it. It's supposed to be out in theaters any day, but it's called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And it's actually a very fascinating book. It makes you think. So.
And this is Tim Burton that's making it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's producing the movie, yeah.
Oh, whenever I think of him, I think of, like, animation, so that'll be interesting to see him do.
Yeah, because it's an animation.
No, it's a live action. Yeah, he usually does all the Disney, you know, those kind of dark.
Yeah, the dark, like the New Age Edgar Allan Poe type stuff.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see the movie. It should be interesting.
Right on. Yeah, I'm going to look it up because that does sound really cool. I just spent the weekend watching True Blood, like the first and second season.
Oh, yeah. That's a big class.
Good stuff. Awesome. So do you have, like, anything planned in the near future as far as with the website, because like I had mentioned a bit earlier about the like Swingerville and all these different things. Do you work in like, I don't know, consortium with the other sites, or is it largely you do your own thing on your site and you guys just all are like a I don't know, loosely affiliated, or do you work with them? Swingerville.
Well, our the webmaster Wayne. With Gene Swing, he's the one who runs the network. So we have done some things. I mean, he helps us a lot just from the webmaster standpoint. We did have another girl, she's no longer on, that we did some things with. And so, yeah, I mean, loosely work with some of the other girls. If we, you know, if we happen to hook up when we're out, like, you know, filming at AVN or any of the other events that are going around the country, if we
were you at AVN this year?
You were there.
Oh my goodness, we were like passing by each other then. Oh man, I was there in Vegas.
We were part of.
Yeah, we were there. We plan on being there this next year as well. So.
Darn it, I can't believe I missed you guys. Well, I won't let that happen again.
I hope not. Yeah, so we've had a lot of requests recently on the site to do some videos with more college-age guys. They'd like to see me with the college guys. So we're looking to do a group of videos doing that with some college guys from around town and, you know, wherever. And we're also doing some fans that want to come and video with me, so we'll have those coming up throughout this next year as well.
Wow. So everybody listening in, if you strike her fancy, maybe you can be in a song with Mandy Monroe. And that'd be kind of hot.
Right.
Huh? Yes, I was looking at that. I was looking at the Meet Me page on Mandy Monroe. .com and I like your philosophy about it and everything. Like, you're just gonna show up. If I like you, we're gonna, you know, hang out. You gotta get all your testing and everything, you know, all that has to be, you know, done.
Yeah, it's like, how do you tactfully say I get together with all of you, but you're all so great too.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, you could still send a query out there. Anybody interested? And you just might find yourself in the arms. I'm a beautiful woman.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
The other project that we've been working on is we just recently launched a store site for Mandy where you can go and buy DVDs and other products, panties, those type of things. And that's at store.hotwifemilkporn.com/catalog. And, of course, the blog, which is just hotwifemilkporn.com.
Hotwifemilkporn.com. I'm going to make sure to put those links up for Monday's blog post on my site so everybody can find you. If they don't have a pen at the moment, they can just go to my site in the morning, and I'll be right there waiting. So everybody listening in, here's your chance. So... Woohoo. Check it out.
We have a lot of guys that don't want to be on the website necessarily, but they like to order the videos and just own them. I had another guy saw a pair of panties that I wore in one of the videos, and he wanted those panties. So I said, sure. So we're nailing those.
Isn't that the most, like, randomly awesome, like, niche market ever? Like, guys want to buy used or soiled, or no, let me say soiled, used panties, used stockings, used shoes, stripper shoes.
Yeah, like stockings, all kinds of stuff, because people see them in a picture or a video, and they're like, oh, man, I got to have those.
Yes, it's so random, and it's so awesome at the same time. I love men for that reason alone.
It's fun when they request something special, and you're like, oh, I would have never thought of that one, and so we'll tell the store, and they'll buy it, and so it's fun.
Yeah, it's cool. And do you take custom requests as well? If somebody wants, like, just a solo video of you wearing, like, a certain type of lingerie or costume, this kind of thing? Are you open to that kind of stuff? That's why.
Yeah, we request. Usually, most of the requests have to do with me with a black guy or doing something specific with them.
Oh, not solo.
They don't want to see me all by myself very often.
I do. I do. Dude, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
I have a few solo videos, and I have a few with my husband on there, and I have you know, a lot of girl-girl stuff. I have a lot of girl-guy stuff, and I have a lot of BBC stuff. So I kind of have a variety pack in there because I just love
it all. Wait, BBC? What's that?
Big Black Cock.
I did not know this. I learn something new every day. Wow.
Well, there you go.
I gotta remember that.
So when you see BBC on Twitter, you'll know what it is now.
Oh my goodness, I've been corrupted officially now. You heard it here, folks. I've been officially corrupted. That's awesome. Okay, well, tonight's show is coming to a close. But thank you so much, Mandy Monroe. And
anytime.
Happy couples fun time tonight. And, yeah, I'm going to stay in touch, and I will post your links on my site for tomorrow morning. But thank you so much. Thank you. You can come on again anytime you'd like.
You're welcome. We will talk to you.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. Bye. Okay. So that almost concludes the end of tonight's episode. I actually do have that the slave story, the submission story, and I'll go ahead and read it. It's like 3 pages. It'll go real fast and sexy-like. I'm going to play a song real quick, and then I will recite it, orate, all these things. Right after, let me find a song. You know what? Let's do Promise. I like that. I'll do Promise by Voodoo Head, and I'm going to give you that story, and then I will say goodnight. So, but not yet. But here's the song. Here you go.
Time. So on a dizzy. poured out everything into my diary and smeared purple ink
The word scream, the answer to his question. Yes, okay, that's what I want. I don't know why. God knows why I need to be punished. But that's what I want, okay? Tie me up. Spank me. Hard. Then fuck me. Just fuck me, okay? Please. I need the heat. I need the electricity. Excitement. Danger. Maybe it'll straighten me out. And then, in smaller letters, these questions. Why do I look so vulnerable? Innocent. Am I really? The next night, he asked the same questions again. In that same sultry voice, same soothing tone, I took a deep breath. I tried to respond. He said, let me make it easier on you. Let me do all the work. I shrugged. I trembled. All I need from you is the answer to my question. Do you want it? I couldn't speak. Didn't dare speak. So instead, he came over to my side in his living room, turned off the light, pulled down my top, and suckled my breasts. Suckled until I arched and moaned, feeling wetness spread between my legs. After kissing me and licking me and getting me ready, he fucked me with my legs wrapped around his waist, his hands cradling my ass. I could imagine just what it would be like to have those big hands spanking me, but I couldn't say the words. Afterward, walking me to my car, he asked again, have you been naughty, baby? Should I give you a spanking? You've been a naughty girl, haven't you? Yes, 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 okay, God damn it. That's what my diary says. Yes, just do it. Don't make me say it. But I had more problems than simply speaking my fantasies out loud. There were two men in my life, the one who might make my X-rated dreams come true, and the other one, who was exactly the type of man I'd been groomed to marry. My ingrained good girl attitude made my life hell. I couldn't decide between a nice boy who worked in my office, the one who took me out to dinner and plays and introduced me to culture, and the one who worked night shift at the grocery store, the one who wanted to whip me, beat me, hurt me. So I saw them both. There are lines in this diary that read like this. I'm meeting Jay's mom and stepdad at dinner, eek, tonight. What will I wear? Kelly wants to lick me all over. He wants to spank me. He says I deserve it. That has always been my word, deserve. And I've always wanted to do this, to take it, to bear the overwhelming force of another's power, to lie still or be tied still, and to take it. But I couldn't speak. I couldn't say no to Jay when I realized things were wrong. Couldn't say yes to Kelly when I wanted him to strip me and fuck me, to tie me down, to spank me until I cried. It took Kelly finding my diary before I came to terms with my true life. It took him devouring every word, then tying me down to his bed as he read those words to me. Back and forth, he sneered, between him and me, when you know the life you were destined to lead. Don't you, bad girl? I nodded. Then say it. With my eyes focused on him, I finally found the power and truth, and I knew that I wouldn't see Jay again, no matter how nice he was, and I knew that I would stay with Kelly because he'd given me everything I ever wanted. So I took a breath, my eyes on his, the power flickering between us, and I said, I'm yours. Do with me what you will. Spank me. Fuck me. Use me. No code words needed. No safe words used. No stopping until it's over. There aren't any entries in my diary after that. I didn't have anything left that I needed to say. The end. That was The Diary of a Masochist, written by Fiona Hall, read to you by yours truly, Sandra London. Gute Nacht. Good night.